Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put this fire.
I was told to calm down.
Calm down?
Yeah, they said I was crashing out.
You gonna be all right?
I was crashing out.
We got 3.5 hours to
I'm
go.
I'm not crashing out. I'm just like, I asked a simple question, and nobody has answered it for me yet. They did a whole lot of long talking.
Let me try. Ask me the question.
I'm like, how did we start this?
No, we didn't. A.J. Brown started
it. That's what I'm saying.
Brandon Graham started it, and we talked about it.
And it's like, I just don't like the narrative of it makes me feel like, hey, you know how you guys are. Because I'm one of you guys now. So it's like, you know how you guys are. What you mean by you guys?
Yeah, if the Eagles want to make it a them against the world thing and they run to the
Super
Bowl.
That's fine, but don't lie on me.
Well, you can't lie. You got to be
that's
honest
what
about
it. We used to call that LOD. I'll tell you what that means. Yeah. Off the air.
All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Did we, and when I say we as a fan base, overreact last week? It was a lot of conversation about the passing game, Jalen Hurts, and then just like the locker room stuff because AJ after the game said passing's the issue, and then BG went on his own show a week ago and said, hey, you know, these guys used to be best friends and now they're not. And then he said he spoke out of turn. Did we overreact to it all?
No.
Here's the good news. Whatever it was, they used it to help win themselves a football game on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, and then we're going to let you hear what was said on a national show yesterday, which kind of put what Jalen said after the game in a pretty funny perspective. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Be a Man Day, man.
That's what we're doing today. What's up, Chris? What's up, buddy?
You Douglas.
Yes.
You Douglas. I got your six, brother.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that.
I got some things to say here. So, please, if you don't mind, let me cook here.
Go ahead, cook.
Nick, BG, man up. All right? A.J. Brown made his statement. BG went on his show and cooked for 20 minutes, unprovoked. Yes, his show. His show. He controlled the narrative. He decided to rip and say the locker room is in disarray, that there was a huge beef between Jalen and AJ, and it's been going on and on. And then AJ came out and again made more comments saying we're back to 23 again. Well, I guess we're back to there before last week's game. They all created this mess. And now, what does Nick do? Nick, you coward. You blame the fans for your locker room problems and WIP. How about you do a better job, Nick? How about you handle what you say is your strong coaching skill, what you're there for? You're a vibes man. You're a get the team together man. You hold the glue. You're the glue guy. Well, you know what? The one thing you actually claim to do is what you weren't doing and why this problem came about, okay? But this is brand for you. This is brand for you. You get in a bad spot, you shave your head like Britney and go a little cuckoo, okay? BG, you going to blame the fans and WIP for what you said? Bro, no, you know better than that. And you know what? I hold you in a lot higher esteem. So you know what all I can say for you is shame on you. You're better than that. Gaslighting the fan base and blaming the media. Way to create another controversy right before a playoff run. Are you serious? We thought we just righted the ship, and now you go and do this. You just threw home field advantage away, you dopes. You Britney'd all the way.
That's
okay,
strong.
This is total insanity. Now you want us to come behind you, support you, and give you a home field advantage? Are you out of your ever-loving minds? Great coaching strategy, Nick. As usual, you're an emotional mess. This is a soft, sucker, nonsense, weak response. S-O-F-T! Eagle!
Soft.
We appreciate the phone call. Man, that was strong
from
Chris.
That was strong. I mean, I'm in my feelings, but...
You are in your feelings today. Is this the most Hugh's been in his feelings in a long time?
My feelings, like... I mean, I still love this team. I just don't like making being felt like I I was the bad guy. Yeah. I mean, that's it.
I don't mind if they used us to motivate themselves.
But we
can be real about what happened.
Just don't sit there and act like, you know, hey, you know you the one that kind of caused
this. You know, it almost felt to me like, hey, we're going to start this fire here, and then we're going to put out the fire and be like, wow, we just put this fire out. But they started it. We talked about it. And then couldn't you just picture after the game or during the game, AJ and Jalen, like, yeah, we showed them. All right.
He showed us what?
Yeah, whatever. whatever motivates you guys.
I mean, because honestly, after the game, I was like anybody else probably was doing, like, how come y'all ain't been doing this the whole time? Why does it take controversy? Why does it take, you know, a divisive statement
by their own guys
to get you motivated to do this?
Yeah,
and I like Jalen's outfit, though, by the way. Yeah, I mean, when he came to the looking like Denzel Washington in training day.
He showed up said, like he packed that knowing he was going to have a good game.
Yeah. Like what I say, that's a winning fit. That was a winning fit.
Yep.
It did say, you like that? Yeah, like, yeah, we do. Can we see it every week?
But why was Chris so upset with Nick Sirianni?
I don't know.
I thought, I mean, if anything, Nick Sirianni probably handled it better than you could have possibly expected him to handle it.
Yeah, I thought, well, and he did say this morning that they started, they being the Eagles started it, and then everyone talked about it for a week.
And it's okay if he uses it as motivation, like us against them.
Yeah,
like,
but don't
obviously
lie, don't
that
lie
worked.
On me, though. Don't lie on me now. Now that's the thing. That's the problem that I had. You lying like I created them. Like I set up in the morning.
Hugh Douglas did.
And I know, I'm not talking
what
about
a pot
me.
Stir that
yeah,
Hugh
but
Douglas.
I set
just
up
stir
and
in that
I,
pot.
I fabricated a story about beef between the receiver and the quarterback. Like,
you
I didn't
have to
I didn't,
credit
I didn't,
Hugh Douglas.
I didn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Douglas over here.
I just felt some kind of way when I heard him talking. I'm like, hold up, dog. I ain't do that.
So in our bracket of Hughes that we're going to do in February, what seed is Potster or Douglas? That feels like a top five seed.
I'm a little sensitive about stuff. I've been lied on before. But I don't like to feel like I'm being lied on, man. That's all.
Let's go to Darren in North Philly. What's up, Darren?
My fellas, I love y'all, man. What's going on?
Hey,
but you're on something this morning. I don't know what your problem is, you.
What are you talking about?
My goodness.
What are you talking about, Darren? I'm just saying. You know how it is when you feel like you've been lied on. And you're like, hold up, dog. Don't be lying on me.
Let me just say this, man. I feel like this is a bridge between good media and National Enquirer. And this is why I say this. It's because are we talking about the beef or are we talking about the data?
What are you talking about? Darren, what are you talking about?
Go ahead. It could be both. Right, I think we talked about both last week, Darren.
Darren, don't get on him long talking now. You started off good. Don't start long talking now.
I need y'all to follow me here.
All right, Darren. Don't make it a long road, though.
Hugh,
don't make it a long road.
Hugh, I'm not. You and your colleague that work with you both had different opinions.
Yes.
Right? Both of y'all played on teams, right?
Yes.
Y'all played professional ball.
Yes.
Okay, that's one strike right there. So that means two different opinions. That means, okay, so Is it an issue or isn't it an issue? We say it isn't an issue, so it's not a big deal. Secondly, how many people in your professional career have you had personal problems with in the locker room?
A few.
Okay, right. So, and you know, football, alpha males, things happen in the locker room.
Yes.
It is what it is. BG put it out there, but I think people ran with it too much. Secondly, now, on the data part, I think that Brown was right. You see, Browning, he didn't shuck and jive and say anything. He said,
I like shuck and jive.
Look at the data.
Yeah.
He said, look at the data.
Yeah.
The data is, I'm not getting the ball. The data is, it's not me. He's not the offensive coordinator. They're not throwing to him. And if they say that their beef is why he's not passing the ball to him, then that is a huge issue, but it's not.
What you mean is a huge issue, but it's not.
So, Darren,
Darren, you still ain't show me. Darren.
Act like Peter Parker from the Bugle.
Darren, I'm going to commend you. I commend you on not long talking, but you still ain't said, like, Darren, you still ain't said nothing that made any sense, though.
I like the Peter Parker from the Bugle thing. I mean, that was a good.
Because, Darren, we didn't make it up, though. They did this.
No, but you have to decide. What part are you talking about? Are you talking about their beef, which is National Enquirer, or are you talking about the actual data?
Well, Darren, I was talking about the data. I think I was more stuck on the data.
Yeah, Darren, I think we talked on this show. I mean, I can't tell you what every show did.
Oh,
But on this show, we talked about both.
But Darren, I agreed with.
So there's a lot of parts to it. I agreed with AJ and you. The data is the data. He wasn't getting the ball enough, and he was right about the passing game. But it was obviously him saying it, and then BG. Then you wondered, is it bigger than that?
But Darren,
it's the offensive coordinator. Why wasn't he? It's no coincidence that he decided to go to the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, now it's
but there, left him. No one has said anything about him.
But Darren, let me ask you this question. Wait a minute, Darren. Don't you put that on me, Darren. You asking me this question. When all this stuff happened initially, didn't you think there was some beef?
No, I didn't.
Stop it.
Listen, God be my witness.
Okay, I'll give you that. He put it on God.
And that's why I said your colleague.
He put that on God.
Your colleague felt the same. That's why I said that.
Okay.
Well, we're all going to have different opinions. Like, Darren, that's the fun part of it.
What kind of tea should I get, Darren? Should I get some green tea? Would that help me relax?
You need some green tea, and you need some other green. I got to be here for three hours.
I got to wait for that. Yeah. But thank you for the advice.
Yeah, I think green tea instead of black tea is the way. Because black tea's got more caffeine. You don't need that this morning. You're good.
I'm not in my feelings. I just don't like feel like I'm being lied on, man.
I can feel that. Well, I mean, I agree with you. I don't think it was an overreaction from the fan base.
It was an overreaction.
It was a huge story. Now, here's the good part that everyone could feel great about. They responded well, right? They won the game. Jalen played his best game. AJ had a great, like, it all worked out. But it was, I mean, I think you go.
It was a tumultuous time.
Look, you go to any NFL city and you have a star receiver saying the passing is the issue, and then a 15-year player on the team who's going to go in the team's, you know, Hall of Fame one day saying that the two guys aren't really the best of friends anymore. That's a huge story anywhere. Let's hear this. So after the game, we know Jalen Hurts said, is that what y'all wanted to see? Nick Wright yesterday on Fox Sports had an interesting spin on hearing what Jalen said. I agree with him. So he was specifically talking about the media. I don't want the conversation to be about that because many fans, just regular people who had the same opinion that I did or you did or Kyle did or Ike did and Spike did, like, again, I say this all the time when these conversations come up. This station is not just us. We're just here in front of a microphone today. It's the people that call in and listen. And a lot of people last week were worried about this or thought it was an issue. So, yeah, I mean, like, were those people crazy? No.
Nah.
Because the Eagles, like was said there in that clip, they waved white flags. Again, you know, the part of what AJ said last week that got the biggest headline, Hugh, was passing, right? But he also said that he didn't want it to be like last year. He said that. He wanted to nip it in the bud, saying we have an issue on the team. Like, this is not we're not playing as well as we could in this area. We need to be better. He was right. I mean, he was right. And then they played well in that area on Sunday, and they threw the ball as well as they have the entire season. Let's go to OG Wade, who's up next. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, what's going on?
Let me say this here. Mm-hmm. I think what's happening is that there's a misconnect here.
Okay.
That there's narratives being put out there that Jalen could not throw the football. I don't know if Jalen can throw the football well enough to win. I don't know that 20 throws is not going to get you to the Super Bowl. 100 yards, you know what I'm saying? That's the narrative that Jalen was speaking about when he said, did y'all get what you want? Did that answer your question? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Jalen never, ever addressed the issue with AJ, addressed any of that fraud stuff that's going out there. Now, what BG did, took a shot. He said, man, I am not going to allow what happened last year to derail us this year. And if it takes for me to do this, I'm going, and he took his shot. Now, to me, it was a good shot. AJ should have never done what he did, period. That was unprofessional. Everybody and your mother, everybody, all the sports media, everybody said AJ did no wrong by doing that. The wrong was you created it, okay? Nobody would even be talking about this had AJ not did what he did. So don't get it. What y'all doing is y'all mixing what Jalen said at his press conference with what AJ did. That stands alone.
Okay, yeah, OG, you might be right on that. I mean, he may have been speaking to that part of it and not the AJ and Brandon part. You're right. And I think it was what people wanted to see, right? It was an upgrade in the passing game. It was one of Jalen's better games. People were excited. I mean, I was really excited because he played great on Sunday. But I agree with your premise. This all started with AJ. It started with AJ. And I think, OJ, I think he was right. I think he was wrong to express it publicly because it started a fire for a week. But he was right. They needed to be better in the passing game. Obviously, they're capable. I mean, that's out the window now. They're not capable of throwing the ball. It's just a matter of can they be consistent about it and do it when they need to. But, yeah, Sunday was great. And it started with AJ. I mean, that's obvious.
I'll say this to this, Joe, is that everybody is saying Jalen played his best game on Sunday. No, he didn't. Every time you win a game in the NFL, and I know this is cliche as whatever, and you can do it and with your team is 12-2 or whatever, you ain't losing games because of if Jalen misses a receiver, it ain't losing you no games. That's his best game. You know what I'm saying? And you go into the net. What he did, listen, hear my thing. Let me land my plane. Saquon Barkley was shut down. He could not rush the ball. So they had to go to the passing game. You see what I'm saying? There was no choice. That they didn't have a choice to do whatever they wanted. They did what I said they would do. This team can beat you in a multitude of ways. And the reason is we have a complete team. We got a defense that can back Jalen up if he make a mistake, if he make a bad throw, if he make a misread, or what have you. We didn't have that last year. That's the difference in this whole team. We've always been able to run the ball. We've always been able to have a top 10 offense. But we just couldn't stop no damn body consistently.
Well, that is the biggest difference, obviously. They have a great defense. They did in the past. We appreciate the call, OG. You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Taking a deep breath?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Is that just for now or like the rest of the show?
No, I'm just for now.
Okay,
I'm just for now.
Making sure what's going on here. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, good morning.
What's up, Will?
Good morning, Will.
Listen, man. Let me tell y'all something, man. Everybody got to take accountability, okay? It started with the locker room. It started with, you know, them saying what they had to say, and they opened it up for everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. That's where it started at. Then it came to the radio stations and the news media, okay? So now this is the thing. Now, when it's all about identifying what people say, man, sometimes we don't identify what the person is really trying to say, and sometimes we speculate. And guess what? It lit the lines up. It had everybody calling in. It was a good show. But guess what else it did? It helped us win because we addressed a situation that had to be addressed. So I don't know why anybody is crying about anything this morning because we're winning. We're going to continue to win. And guess what? And like I keep saying, every time I get on this station, Philadelphia fans and the radio stations hold our teams accountable. And that's what we're going to continue to do. Because as we hold our team accountable for the mistakes or the things that they were not seeing, we help them. We make them better. And that's what we're going to continue to do. And what Jalen going to do is continue to prove everybody wrong. What Saquon like going to do, he's going to continue to run over everybody. And guess what? They're giving the music. Because guess what? This is the year, baby. Ain't no stopping them. It ain't no distraction. Sirianni got these guys mentally ready. And that's what a lot of these teams don't have. We are mentally ready. We're physically
fixed, and we're taking on everybody. So ain't that stopping our journey. And guess what? King Kong ain't got nothing on us. E-A-G-L-E-S-E-S. Finish strong. Woo, that's a good one, Will. That is a good one. 215-592-9494. That gets you bored. All right. Let's continue the conversation here. Did we overreact? We, as in all of us, as in the fan base, as in the city, did we overreact last week? I don't think so. I think last week was brought to us.
I probably overreacted this morning.
A little bit. I said it was good radio. All right, it was brought to our attention. We reacted to it. It actually ended up helping them because it seemed like it galvanized them for a week. 215-592-9494. We'll let you hear some of the things that were said after him, including something Lane Johnson said that really, to me, cemented that there was something going on last week. They nipped it in the bud. They won a football game. You hear from Lane, AJ as well. 215-592-9494. Sirianni later in the show. Hughes Holiday stocking. Kiss the baby. Ross Tucker. A lot to do on the Midday Show. Sports Radio.